At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. This family discipleship resource utilizes material from Lifeway's Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together. Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Zechariah. Feel free to hit pause and read Zechariah together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right into the lesson summary. Zechariah was a prophet during the same time as Ezra and Nehemiah. Zechariah's words were an encouragement to the people of God as they rebuilt the temple. Zechariah reminded the people that they were building a temple to not only be a place of worship, but to be a temple that would serve as a reminder of God's everlasting promises. Zechariah prophesied about the coming of the Messiah. He reminded people that God's kingdom will last forever and that the coming Messiah will reign eternally. More specifically, Zechariah prophesied that the Messiah would come to them humbly, riding on a donkey. Jesus fulfilled this prophecy on Palm Sunday when he entered Jerusalem to crowds carrying palm branches, declaring him to be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. As Jesus entered the town that day, he came riding on a donkey. Jesus knew the prophecy from Zechariah would declare boldly and publicly that he is the Messiah. Another prophecy in Zechariah 6:12-13 declares, "You are to tell him, this is what the Lord of armies says. Here is a man whose name is Branch. He will branch out from his place and build the Lord's temple. Yes, he will build the Lord's temple. He will bear royal splendor and will sit on his throne and rule. There will also be a priest on his throne, and there will be peaceful counsel between the two of them." In this prophecy, Zechariah reminded the people that the temple they were building was a foreshadowing of one who would come and bring the presence of God to us. Through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, he made the way to bring people into God's presence forever. Jesus is now seated at the Father's right hand, exalted to reign forever. The book of Zechariah reminds us that Jesus is the fulfillment of God's plan to send a Messiah who would save people from sin. Let's pray. God, thank you for keeping your promise by sending your Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. As we seek to live for you each day, help us love you by loving others. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. Why did God continue to remind his people of their sin? 2. Do we earn salvation through our actions? Why not? 3. How did Zechariah give the people hope? Our key passage for this unit is Isaiah 25:9. This will be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Isaiah 25:9 says, "On that day it will be said, 'Look, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let's rejoice and be glad in his salvation.'" Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Esther saved her people in the book of Esther.